What's going on? Welcome back to the podcast. This episode, I'm sitting down with my mate Bruno. Bruno's just made it through to the state finals of the Raw Comedy Competition. And you know what? He's not going to win it. And you know why? Because he's too fucking good for that competition, man. Bruno is a straight fucking killer. He gets on stage, he decimates every audience. No one has a style like Bruno. He's fucking, man, can't talk enough good shit about this guy. He's just amazing. And will he win Raw Comedy? Fuck no, he won't. Because he's dirty, but he's brilliant, and that cunt could be the next Jim Jeffries. So enjoy the show. We talk about how fucked up PC culture is, a guy that lives his life as a dog. A lot of good shit like that. It gets filthy. There's a lot of porno talk. Definitely not one for the faint of heart, and definitely not one for speakerphone or at work. Just one thing I want to let you know. I recorded this episode on my old gear, so the sound quality isn't as good as some of the newer episodes, but it's fucking hilarious, so I just wanted to share it with everyone. So, hope you enjoy the episode with Bruno Oliveira.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning, this episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
Bruno Oliveira, how you doing, man?
Not too bad, myself.
Very good, you ready to rock?
Let's do it.
Alright, so, I always like to start the show off with a clip, and this one's called Animal Fuckers, and for some reason I feel like this might be your area of expertise, so have a look at this.
I'm into human females, I'm into horse females, I'm asexual towards rats, I'm a bit voyeuristic about dogs on women.
He had like buses filled with tourists coming, paying him money in order to have sex with horses in Denmark.
I got Joey when he was 6 months old. Yeah. I'm the bottom of our relationship, like a bitch.
He lets the dog fuck
in Denmark. Sind so viele Handlungen.
Today we're going to the parliament to actually hand over all the petitions that we collected to present to the minister.
I hope that we can get a ban in 2 years.
If we really thought it was
problematic that humans got involved with the sex life of animals, what then about the millions and millions of pigs that we artificially inseminate?
She's ready for insemination.
I mean, they've got animal sex on their brains.
Is that a farmer?
That's their whole life, they love it.
It's China. I love the last one was in Dutch. I love the feeling of a dog coming inside me.
Fuck, man.
Oh, your face is gold.
That's
someone.
I want to start again. I don't do this shit.
That's perfect.
That's disgusting.
What's
man.
Your thoughts?
I don't even know what I'm thinking about. That's a fucked up part.
It's just, I'm going to joke about it in my act because it's just like, the one guy, he lives with the dog, and it's like he treats it like it's his bloody, it's like it's his partner, it's his best friend, his girlfriend, and he's like, I'm the bitch on the bottom, like.
But that's the weird that was the part of the clip I was about to talk about. Yeah. That he was actually proud to get fucked
by his dog.
Yeah,
and he had to train the dog to do that.
How do you train a dog to fuck you?
I've never tried, but
I don't want to get to know. I was just raising the question. You know
fuck
what I mean?
If I know.
Fucking hell. That was rhetorical, by the way. Too.
Okay,
I don't
sure
know
was.
How they
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah. Convince yourself. That's fine.
Fuck.
So, yeah. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, nah, I'm fucking. I know why I said yes to this.
All right, so I got another one here that's short and it's nowhere near as fucked up, but it is funny.
I'm expecting the worst buzz to this shit.
This is a guy that lives his life as a dog. There's nothing sexual about it, but it is.
Puppy ears right here, and I have a dog tag that has my name on it.
He was born Gary Matthews, but for most of his 44 years, this Green Tree man hasn't acted or dressed like a human. Instead, he's taken on the
good
persona of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
His house filled with dog movies, books, and toys.
I bark, and sometimes, you know, I just, you know.
If you were a chick, I'm sure you'd bore the fuck in there.
No,
he's a keeper.
This extreme fascination with dogs began when Gary was a child, and he became obsessed with the 80s TV show Here's Boomer. That's right, yeah, for almost 30 years now. Gary says he feels most comfortable dressing in this boomer costume, which he's been wearing to furry Anthrocon conventions for years. The unemployed computer technician even walks through his neighborhood, not as Gary, but as Boomer.
Do you consider yourself to be more of a dog or a human being?
Well, I guess in spirit, more of a dog.
And that's why, in a very bold move, he petitioned the court to have his name legally changed to Boomer the Dog.
What it's kind of like, I'm two people.
Somebody's going to look at this and say, this guy's crazy. How can
you say it's not a mental illness?
That's a fucking...
Some folks have thought that before, but once they
this
get to know me...
This cunt is a fucking idiot. Yeah, I'm sorry.
They know I'm okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Fuck, man.
Bro, so, you live life as a dog.
Political correctness has legitimately made it hard to just tell some cunt, fucking go get a job, cunt. Stop acting like a fucking dog. Go get a job and fucking... I'm not going to support you if you're going to act like a dog.
He doesn't have a job, surprisingly. I looked into it. He's got a... His mum left him a trust fund. So he's got a house.
I don't blame him.
He's got a house and he just plays dog all day.
I'm a loss for words, man.
It's fucking crazy. There's one dude that he's like a... He's a 50... I think he's 58 or something. And he lives his life as a six-year-old girl. And he, like, dresses in little girl clothes and plays dollies. And he's found this family that, like, lives with him and treats him as though they're... He's a six-year-old girl. And
what the like, fuck?
So it's got beyond... It's gone beyond, like... I know two transgender people. Mm. One of them, born a chick. Growing up, was always a huge tomboy. She came out as a lesbian. And we were like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, she's like, you know what? I think I'm a dude inside. Now she looks like, if I showed you a picture, you'd never know she was born a girl.
No shit.
Looks like a dude, talks like a dude, walks like a dude, has a beard, is married to a chick, and his wife's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I worked with another person who was a dude and became a chick.
Yeah.
Kept the dick, which I don't really get myself, but whatever. And is far less convincing. You could tell it's a dude.
Oh, true.
Actually came to one of my gigs recently and by the end of my set had gone.
No shit. So, what did you say?
I didn't say anything about that.
Just wanted to see you and then leave.
No, she didn't even want to see me.
No shit.
Just happened to be there. I'm like, oh, I'm actually on. Yeah, cool.
Oh, true.
We'll catch up after I get off stage. Like, got off stage. Yeah, man, they're gone.
No shit.
So I upset them somehow. But that person was a dude with a girlfriend and then decided to get a sex change and the girlfriend stayed with him. Which, that's a deeper level of love than I've ever felt.
Fuck.
You know, like if my missus says I'm going to change my name to Kevin and get a dick, I'd be like, see you later.
Yeah, legit.
And I said the same to her. I was like, would you stay with me if I was going to get my dick cut off and get tits and change my name to Hannah? And she goes, no. And I can't blame her. You're a different person now. Everything's different about you.
Yeah, but you know what people say these days, though? They say, oh, if you love me, you love me for the person that I am.
Yeah.
Not what I am, but who I am on the inside. How the fuck can I know what's on the inside when it used to be Kevin and now it's Hannah?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, exactly.
How are we supposed to know?
The
world's fucked, man.
Because I actually, like, fucking have a bit. I haven't, like, finished it. But I talk about this. It's like, political correctness has gone too far.
Yeah.
So now, whatever you feel, you can become.
Exactly.
When what you feel and what's real are two different things.
Mm.
Just because I feel like a dog, I'm never going to be one. No, don't do that shit. You're out the door. But fucking, what you feel and what's real are two different things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, if I feel like someone's taking advantage of me, doesn't mean that the person legitimately is taking advantage
of me. Yeah, exactly. I had a nervous breakdown once and went into the nut house and they took me off all this medication at once and I ended up in psychosis for a couple of days.
Oh, true.
And every time I looked in the mirror or in a reflection, I could see my dad looking back at me.
True.
And it makes no sense because I thought I was my dad, right? Doesn't make any sense. It's like me saying, I think I'm you.
Yeah.
I just don't. But I've got a joke about that too. Like, you know, it makes jerking off very awkward if you're looking in a mirror and you're not sure if you're looking at your dad or he's watching you jerk off or you're jerking him off. It's a very uncomfortable experience for all involved. But yeah, like when shit wasn't real, but that's closer to real than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the people that are saying, oh, I'm a... Look, there's fucking unicorn people that believe they're spiritual unicorns or they live life as a cat. And they shit in a litter box and all this sort of stuff.
Whatever happened to just being crazy?
Well, I've met crazy people. Like, I've been in the nut house. I've met a dude that was a born-again Christian, but was also a meth head schizophrenic. So the next day he thought he was the Antichrist. So it was just dependent on the day who you were talking to. And he'd walk up to a girl and go, oh, your lip's pierced. Is your cunt pierced? Like, just, it just, everything came out. He was great. His name was Gary. I bet he's dead now. Like, one day I was telling this story about this fucking crazy bitch that was in the psych ward. He was one of those people that was in there like 9-10 months a year, just on and off. And he's like, oh, mate, I was at this in the psych ward and she fucking came up to me and she just said, I want to suck your dick. And I said, all right. So she dragged me into the fucking toilets, grabbed my pants and fucking ripped them and ripped a massive hole in them and just sucked my dick. Oh, it's the worst head I ever got in my life. And we're just laughing our asses off. And then he goes...
so passionate about
and
it.
He made a point of saying, oh, this was 5 years ago, right? And then he goes, oh, look, my pants are still ripped. He was wearing the pants from the story. And it happened 5 years ago and they were still fucking ripped.
What the fuck?
At no point had he thought to get new pants or fix them. Like, this is the shit... like the shit that was going on.
That shit sounds like a legendary bit. But having a conversation with people.
But he was completely, you know, like his mum was a Satanist that baptized him in blood in Satan's name. So and all this shit. So she was a looper and he was a schizophrenic with a meth problem.
The fucked up environment as it is.
Yeah, like even without the schizophrenia and the meth problem, he would have had issues.
Yeah.
But when you add that on top of it, that's when you think you're the Antichrist one day and you're talking about Jesus the next.
Fuck. I've never experienced something like that. You know what I mean? Like those type of people. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've never...
Oh, you don't want to?
Yeah, it's not exactly something that I want to look forward to. You know what I mean? But it's just like...
Nah.
Experience
it's a life experience though, man. Fuck, like I learned a lot through that. I mean, there was this one dude who he like when I was in the nut house, he fucking went in into the common room and he was manic. Like, do you know what mania is?
No.
So with bipolar you've got up and down. The down is depression, the up is mania.
Yeah.
And the down, like we all have ups and downs, but with, because I'm bipolar, and with bipolar when you're down, it's not just feeling shitty and sad. It's, I'm going to drive my car into a pole.
Okay.
And when you're up, you'll buy thousands of dollars worth of shit you don't need. You'll do drugs. You'll drink. You won't sleep for days.
No shit.
You just do all this crazy shit. Like shit you would do if you're pinging off your head or you're on speed for days. It's like that, but without the speed.
Yeah.
And he was manic for fucking weeks. And I went into the thing to get a cup of water at night. And someone had half finished a puzzle on a table. And he was standing on top of the table. Oh, sorry, before that, he got coffee, and it was like a nature puzzle, and he got coffee and made mountains out of coffee on the top of the puzzle. And then he'd got sugar and made like snow, and then he got the salt and made riverbeds all over the table on this person's half-finished puzzle. And then
pretty impressive.
Kind of, yeah. And then he got milk and poured it on it as like a river all over the table. And then he got up and fucking danced. And was just rubbing his feet, like painting his feet in this mess of condiments and shit in his little diorama of insanity. You know, like, you can't write this shit. And this cunt used to come up to me like, oh, 5 to 10 times a day and say, do you go surfing? Do you like surfing? And I say, man, my eyesight's shit. I can't see the waves. Like, they just crash on me. Oh, just get out on the Mall, mate. You got to get out on the Mall. Get on the Malibu. Get out on the Mall. Okay, cool. And then 5 minutes later, you're going to get out on the Mall? You're going to go surfing? Get out on the Mall? Like, he was fucked. Shit. And he was like some sort of pro surfer earlier in his life. And then
he just,
whatever happened, he was fucking just cooked.
That's fucking sad, man.
Yeah, it is sad. Oh, I wasn't happy to be there, but, you know, I was happy to get out.
Fucking hell. Fucking surfing shit.
At least I never thought I was a dog, though.
Yeah, nah, the fuck, man. I've seen this clip on Facebook, like there's a chick, I don't know what the fucking name is, but it doesn't really narrow it down, but it's like this chick that talks about, like, she's real political, but she was talking about how Caitlyn Jenner is like a transsexual, and it's like now there's this woman that thinks that she's black and there's such thing as transracial.
The German one.
Yeah. It's like there's trans-able, there's trans-this, there's trans-fucking, yeah, there's trans-everything.
Mm-hmm.
First it's transsexual, and now it's transracial. Whatever happened to fucking first transsexual and a black person that thinks that they're a white person that thinks they're black is called a wigger.
Yeah.
Why can't it just be that?
Yeah.
You're a wigger. You're trying to be black. No, but I feel black. But you're not.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. Whatever the fuck I look at, just because I see something that's not fucking... If I see black, it doesn't mean I am black.
No.
I can't identify myself as something that isn't that thing.
The transracial thing, there's only one time where that's legitimate. And that's like, imagine you were on a fucking cruise ship and it sunk and you're a little white kid and you wash up on Vanuatu or Tonga or fucking Torres Strait Islander and you were raised by black people from birth and you are immersed in their culture and treated like them from day one. That's what transracial is. Like it's a very, very, very rare thing. Like if my mother abandoned me and I was raised by Aboriginal people from a little boy and I was in their community as one of them all my fucking life. That's what they're talking about. That's legitimate.
Mm.
That's the legitimate sort of where it came from initially. But now, if I want to say that I'm Korean, I can do that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I like Gangnam Style. I'm Korean now.
That's the fucked up part.
It's bullshit.
Because it's like fucking, okay, like movies like, not movies, it's like a soccer player, Mario Balotelli. Like he's a black dude from Ghana that was raised by Italian parents in Italy.
Yeah.
And his name is Mario Balotelli, but he's a black dude.
Yeah.
I think they did, like he kept his African name as his second name.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, he was raised by Italians, but he's still black. He still identifies himself as black.
Well, he still is.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like the blackness goes away when as soon as you identify yourself as white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't... That whole logic doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
And everybody is letting this shit happen. Like, no one's speaking out against it.
Well, it's a mental illness because why can't you just be who you are? Why do you have to pretend you're someone else?
Mm. Or feel like something else and then you identify yourself as that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a fucking porn star with a big dick, but I'm not.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. Fuck.
I feel way more talented than I am sometimes. And sometimes I feel like a piece of shit loser. And I'm somewhere in between.
Oh, fuck, man.
It's just a fucking world we're in, man. Like, there's nowhere... All these safe space mentality. Like, everyone wants to be protected by everything.
And now, fucking offending people is a hard thing now.
Yeah.
Now, offending someone is equivalent to killing someone.
Yeah. Well, Steve Hughes, have you ever heard him?
Yeah.
Australian comedian. He's got the best bit about that.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
what happens when you get offended?
He gets offended. Yeah, nothing. It's not like, oh, I was offended. The next day I had cancer.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, like, yeah.
It's perfect. Because
It makes sense, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's logic.
Hmm.
Nothing happens when you get offended. You just don't feel the same way I do about something.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mean that it's like, why can't we live in a society where we agree to disagree? The thing is, they're forcing everybody to agree on something.
Yeah.
Hey, we all need to vote yes. Hey, we all need to... No, we don't. We don't have to do fuck all.
Yeah.
Why can't they do their thing and I'll do mine? Why are we fucking making it a big group thing?
Well, at the end of the day, like, the yes vote's going to pass. And the people that don't want to get married, it's on religious grounds. So they weren't going to get gay married anyway.
Mm.
So it's just a farce. They should have just passed it. It's like... If you're a dude and you don't like gay marriage and you weren't planning on marrying a dude anyway, it's probably not gonna
have a lot
to do with you. Who gives a shit?
I think it's like similar to like when a kid has all these toys and then you take one toy and now they want to play with it.
Yeah, the one that they haven't played with for 6 months, because you took it away.
Now you want to play with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like I bet you nine. I don't want to make up a figure. So let's say 50.
Make it up. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, 90% of them probably don't even want to get married.
No.
But it's like, because of the fact, oh, we can't get married? What the fuck? We need to change this shit. But they'll get him, like, I don't really want to get married anyway.
Well, yeah. I think most of the people that are on the yes side of it, it's more about letting everybody know that they're voting yes.
Yeah.
Than
they want to tell people about it.
Yeah.
It's just like, fuck, man. Like, who'd get, like, man, fucking, I don't agree with it, me personally, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't enforce that shit on any cunt. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, you know, yes. I was like, well, you know what? No.
Mm.
I'm allowed to say no.
Yeah.
As biased as it may be, I'm allowed to say no.
Yeah.
And it's like, why should I be crucified by how the fuck I feel? Mm. When you don't give a fuck about how I feel, but I have to care about how you feel.
Yeah.
I don't understand that logic either.
Mm.
Is where gay people want to get married or whatever, but it's like, they say that we're intolerant, but they're not being tolerant to my fucking opinion.
Mm.
You can't just, these days, it's like feminism. Feminism want all the benefits, but they don't want to take the negativity.
Mm.
Is where freedom of speech comes from both sides. So if you feel like you're not equal and shit, you have to listen to my biased opinions, whether you like it or not, because it's still equality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, it's like, I think part of the reason I'm so pro gay marriage is because I was in the church for so long and they were just so hateful towards anybody.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you. And I know that most of it comes from that, the religious angle. So I'm just like, fuck that. And I know a couple of gay people that can't get married.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, whatever. But at the end of the day, it doesn't affect my life.
Yeah.
You know, I just, fuck, whatever. I don't want to, I'm engaged and I don't want to get married.
You know? Like, that's some honest shit though.
Yeah, but I love her to death and I want to get married to her.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go through the wedding,
yeah.
Her family, all that shit.
Mm.
Like, that's what I don't want. But that's part of getting married.
Yeah.
Oh, gay people don't know what they're in for. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Ever since we got engaged, it's been a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. She does get hectic, man, because like I've seen people in that process,
yeah,
and both families are like fucking, it's all hectic with each other. It's just like, fuck, I'm standing on the sidelines as a friend. I'm like, fuck, man, this is getting too much for me, and I'm not even in that situation. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like, fuck, I gotta go.
The in-laws was making comments like, oh, you know, oh, we gave your sister this much for her wedding, so she invited all the aunties and uncles out of respect to us. So sort of saying, we'll give you money, but you've got to invite all of your aunties and uncles. My missus has fucking 20 aunties and uncles.
Oh, true.
It's a huge family. And I reckon three of them would know my name. And she only has anything to... She's probably had nothing to do with 16 of them since she was a little kid. Why the fuck are they coming? What's the point in this? Like, because your parents and them fell out of the same cunt 60 years ago.
Yeah.
We've got to invite... It's just retarded. Like, my mate said to me one day about, like, the gay, you know how the shotgun wedding, you knock your chick up and you get married before the baby comes?
No.
You never heard that term?
No.
Oh, so you knock your missus up and her parents are religious or whatever. So they call it a shotgun wedding. Oh, fuck. Oh, we're getting engaged. We're getting married. And you get married and then you're like, oh, the baby's early so that you can sort of pass it off as getting born in wedlock. But my mate was asking me about like, the gay marriage equivalent of a shotgun wedding, because obviously there's no pregnancy involved. So like, I think that the shotgun wedding for gay people is going to be when the law passes, you know, I'll go to the court with a shotgun and just go, all right, cunts, it's legal now. You're getting married. How much do you love him? You fucking love him? Is this forever? It's time to shit or get off the pot, cunt. But,
anyway. I see that. No, there's nothing worse. Like, there's nothing worse than fucking having a conversation. Like, these days, people don't even know how to have a conversation.
Yeah.
They feel like, you have to, if you're my friend, you have to agree with how I feel, because if you don't, you're not my friend.
Mm.
Well, it's like, no. Like, how the fuck, what the fuck is that?
Mm.
We'll have completely different views of how we look at the world.
Yeah.
But we can still be friends.
One of my best mates believes every conspiracy ever.
And yep,
I love talking to him because it's fucking hysterical.
Yeah. See where his mind's at and shit.
The government's spraying shit on us. Okay, cool, man. That's just condensation, but that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's some fucked up shit.
Oh, I love it. I love listening to him. I just laugh. I'm like, if I could get angry at him and be like, dude, there's fucking evidence for this.
Yeah.
What would that do? Yeah. He's never going to believe me.
Yeah.
Like, if he believes that fucking... the government's spraying shit on us and that aliens built the pyramids and that one I would fucking probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a weird world, man.
Yeah.
But.
And yeah. At this rate, there's a lot of weird shit popping up too.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
But he's linked me to fucking shit on YouTube and it's like I made it with my phone. Oh man, I saw an alien spaceship. did they really? That just like that, it looks like someone just going like this in a fucking light pole.
Yeah.
But, but I'm never going to convince him. So who gives a shit? It's awesome.
Especially if it's coming from you as well, because like a lot of the time, even like me and my mates is where like I'll purposely not listen to fucking like my mate saying some shit.
Yeah.
Like because of the fact it's coming from him.
Yeah.
And it's like I've too much pride to like, you know what, no, you're right. You know what I mean? So I'll just purposely like rebel, make my life worse.
Yeah.
Just for the not making him feel some type of way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always do that shit, man. And it's like fucking if you tell him anything, he's gonna be like, nah.
Yeah.
So I think your best rate is just keep egging him on so he won't listen to that.
You know? Oh yeah. I give him shit about it, but then I just laugh at it and he just tries to convince me more, which is so much more fun.
And, he's so serious about it.
Yeah. And his brother is like, he's like one of these 40-year-old virgin types, but he's got a missus who's got one eye because she was stabbed in the other one by a Nigerian gang at some point.
True.
Fucking plucked it out.
Fuck.
But his brother is one of these conspiracy theorists, and he's like got fucking like, you know when you watch a detective show and they've got all the pictures on the wall with the string between them and shit. Fuck. He's like that.
With, are you serious?
Yeah, man. He's deep into it. I can't believe he's ever fucked anyone, let alone found a missus.
Yeah.
It's completely crazy.
Man, it's so weird. Like when I see like some dude. And it's like fucking, like you talk to him and shit, and you just like, the social cues aren't there.
Mm.
And he's like, not self-aware at all. His mind is fucking elsewhere. He's a weird cunt. And you start talking, and like, I start talking to him. It's like, what the fuck? I think something's off. A little bit, yeah, something's off here.
Yeah.
And then like the missus walks in, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How what the fuck you seeing this weird cunt? Uh-huh. And she's smoking hot, and she's with this fucking dweeb.
It's probably got a hammer on him.
Yeah, probably, but he probably doesn't even know how to use it.
No.
She probably just feeds a Viagra and just rides a cunt.
Oh, man, I worked at a gig the other day. I was doing merch for this metal festival.
Oh, yeah.
And this dude that must have been about 17, he came up a bunch of times throughout the day. And I would bet my left nut he's going to be a serial killer. I could just get that fucking vibe off him. He'd come up and he'd go, can I have one of the Silent Night shirts? And there's a metal concert going on. I've got fucking earplugs in. I can't hear, man.
Yeah.
I'd like one of the Silent Night shirts. Just this dead-eyed fucking...
Oh, shit.
Like, I've watched enough serial killer documentaries. Yeah. It was like fucking Ted Bundy or Charles Manson. When all right, man. And then he'd come back later on. Do you have a copy of this CD? Just looking, peering into my fucking soul.
No shit.
It made me so uncomfortable. And like... You know, he wasn't threatened. He was a fucking little weak cunt. But he's definitely skinned a cat at some point.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
he's into taxidermy.
Yeah.
He's fucking...
Like, he fucks dead corpses.
If he hasn't, he will.
Yeah.
And then I had to go for a piss. And I came back and said to the person who was looking after it while I was taking a piss, man, there's this kid here that I swear is a fucking serial killer. And she goes, oh, yeah, I know the one. She fucking described him.
No shit.
She's like, yeah, he came up to me. He's creepy as fuck.
No shit.
Yeah.
Like, how's that vibe where it's like he's probably shot up schools somewhere?
Oh, if he had access to guns, yeah.
Yeah.
If this was America, yeah, he would have shot up fucking kindergarten.
Fuck, man. Like, that's what you're saying, man, because I've met a few cunts like that way, so I actually get fucking actually scared. But it's like, I know they can't hurt me, but it's the fact that they're
scared for their potential to do
evil. Yeah, man, yeah. It's like, don't go anywhere near my nephew or niece because fucking...
Oh, man, I had a teacher at high school, and he was fucking, I hated him, and he was always giving me shit, and he would let the girls in the class do fucking anything, and one of them was real flirty with him, like it was really uncomfortable, but she's like 14, 15, he was in his early 30s, probably a little bit older than I am now, and it was always weird, and I was at a super religious school, like grade 1 to 12, there was only about 300 kids in the entire school. Pokemon, you weren't allowed to talk about it. Pocket Monster is of the devil. I got called into the office for talking about South Park. It was brutal like that.
Oh, shit.
But this teacher, there was something off about him. Like, I used to play basketball in the adults league when I was a teenager, and so did he in one of the other teams. And every time he'd miss a shot, he'd be like, oh, darn. Oh, jeepers. You know, just like... PG, you know,
all the time.
6:30 PM TV styles.
Yeah.
And he listened to heavy metal, but only Christian heavy metal. So he burnt me a disc of all this Christian heavy metal, like White Cross and Striper. It's like, Jesus! But he got done for child porn. He had 1,200 or 1,300 images and 300 videos of child porn.
Are you serious?
So he couldn't handle a band like Slayer saying fuck, but he could handle watching kids getting fucked. And somehow his defense was, oh, I was looking for pictures of women's breasts and it got out of hand. It's like, hey, I've looked at lots of porn, like way too much. And I've never even accidentally come across a kid.
Yeah, no shit.
I've never even come across bestiality. Like, not even fucking horses and shit. Like, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you've
got to look for that fucking shit. Yeah. It doesn't just pop up.
Man, I've never topped in tits and then, like, a 6-year-old kid comes up with a dick in their mouth. I've never seen that shit ever.
Never. You can't find it unless you look for it. But his defense was basically that porn corrupted him and
blame on devil.
And it just fell into his lap. It's like, no. I've had trannies pop up by accident.
Yeah.
I've had
sometimes on the pop up on the street side.
Yeah. I've had grannies pop up. I've had huge fat chicks pop up. I've had like bukkake pop up, which I don't want to see. But never.
I've seen a few men. Well, it's not the prettiest.
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Not my thing. Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Well, like the uncomfortable part for me wasn't exactly the dick part, which is quite worrying. It was actually the fucking cum. That was the uncomfortable part, because it's like, man, it's like seeing a chick act like a whore. It's like, fuck yeah. But it's like when you act that whorish, it's like it's like borderline inhumane.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Is this chick on the die? Like, I was in the one. I thought she was drowning. I just clicked out of it because like, I don't want to be a part of something that I've seen someone actually die in a fucking thing. You know what I mean?
It's also, what the fuck has happened in that poor chick's life to end up there on the floor having 50 dudes bust them on her face?
And some, I don't know how they can, like, I don't know if they're faking the smile. But it's like, I don't know how they can, that's such good acting. Like, that's some Emmy, Grammy would have fucking called. Because, like, man, they have a
fuck Meryl Streep.
Bro, man, it's like they keep smiling and they don't even break it. Even you see UFC chicks when they're holding the signs up and they have to fake smile for the whole 2 hours.
Yeah.
That still doesn't compare to a chick with a straight face, and each time she's getting a facial, she's still not breaking that smile.
You know,
they've
got,
mm,
I know what you're talking about.
And rub it in, like, fuck.
Have you ever had a prostate exam?
No, I actually haven't, man. Oh, I'm only 25, man.
I have.
No shit. Because
when I had my blew a disc in my back, I went into the hospital. I'm like, oh, and they said, oh, we really need to check your prostate and your anal tone, because when you anal have this,
sounds like the color of their hairs or some shit.
No, you're like, it's like if you had a tight pussy. Well, it's how tight your ass is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And because with that disc, sometimes it can make your asshole fall out like a prolapse.
True.
So this chick,
I just clenched my ass instead for some reason. Yeah, like,
so you should. Well, it means you got good anal tone. But I've got that on a medical report. Anal tone, good.
That's something weird to brag about.
Yeah,
you know,
fucking
I mean?
Awesome. You can't take that away from me. Yeah. People are like, oh, you're a fucking fag, man. You take it up the ass. Do I? I got a great anal tone.
Yeah, according to this, I don't. Yeah.
Do you have any medical proof?
Yeah.
But, oh, it's not good.
Your asshole's not elastic.
But dude, I think they put one finger up there. I don't know. It might have been two. I think it could have been two. And it was awful.
And it's exactly something you look forward to.
And I had to have a witness. So there was the doctor bending me over the fucking bed.
That's humiliating, man.
And then a nurse that was like in her 50s witnessing. Because, you know, they have to kind of, they can't just have one person do that sort of shit.
Oh, okay.
Just in case. Like, she raped me. which she totally did.
It's crazy how it's gone to that, it's gone that far, Ben. Right, keep going.
Yeah, but, oh man, I can't imagine what a dick up there would be like. I would not be going, oh yeah, if I hit my ass, I'd be going, stop, man.
Stop.
I'd be, oh, Dios mío.
Oh, fuck. No, but man, like some porn stars, man, like, gotta give it to them, man, because some that actually, they're fucking, they're taking a massive wang in their ass And they're like, oh, give it to me more. And they're like, asking for more. And the dude's actually trying to fuck as hard as he can. And she's like, come on. What the fuck?
Man, if that chick, I don't know. Like,
champion.
It might have been one finger. I think it was two, but it felt like a fist. But if she started going at half that speed with those two fingers, I would have killed myself. Like, that would have been the worst moment of my life. Let alone the fucking hammers these cunts have on them, and they've probably snorted 15 Viagra. You know,
fucking hell, man.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Yeah, like fuck, man. Like, yeah, I know how I got to the talking about anal porn, but fuck.
Oh, it's just where shit ends up, man.
Yeah, fuck. I'm not,
this is exactly where I wanted this chat to go, man.
I'm never gonna fucking ask, bro. You know what I mean, like, that
me
point.
Either. Well, except for that occasion, Jesus Christ!
I have good anal tone.
I've got good anal tone, and I'm not proud of it.
Yeah,
I should be.
It'll be weird because, like, you know, like fucking, you know, like you go for like a checkup every now and then, like when you get sick, like blood tests or whatever. I don't think I've never got my prostate checked yet.
Well, I know eventually you don't need to until later.
Yeah, but it's like eventually I know I'm gonna have to. It's not exactly gonna be an enthusiastic checkup.
No.
Like when you're sick, you're like, hey, I need you to check.
No, it's not.
It's like, even if I have a prostate problem, I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I can feel my asshole.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a look. Like it's a fucking, just let me have a look. Like it's all good. It's like, fuck off, Ken. Look at the fuck out my asshole, Ken.
I went to the doctor once because I thought I had genital warts.
Oh, hey. What was it?
It was winter. And I'd fucking shave my nuts.
Blame it on the fucking season.
Yeah, what was though? Because he, like...
Oh, you shaved your nuts and you got ingrown hair.
Yeah,
and
that's all it was.
And you paint for that?
I was like 17.
Ah.
It was terrifying. And deep down, I knew my girlfriend was a whore at the time. Like, she was a fucking slut.
No shit.
Like, yeah, she'd taken 6 dicks before she was 16.
At the same time?
No.
I was going to say, like, the 500 champion.
No. Nah, but you know, I just deep down, I knew what she was like.
Mm.
And I was terrified. And the doctors, I'm like, oh, I didn't want to fucking flash my wang in my balls.
Yeah.
But the doctors looked at it and he just looked at me like, it's just fucking ingrown hair, man.
And you're like, oh, like,
you
God.
Could just tell the look on his face was like, this cunt's made me look at his balls
for that
fucking ingrown hair. Are you serious? Are you fucking idiot?
Oh, that's awesome, man. You just ruined a doctor's day.
Yeah, I did. It was early in the morning, too. His whole day was fucked up.
He's probably like, fuck, man.
But I think I was more nervous for that than when I had spinal surgery.
Show some cut your balls.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, fuck, if I got genital warts from her, oh, no, what's going on? And it was just like 2 ingrown hairs. Like,
2 little red marks.
Yeah, and it went away in like 2 days. If I just left it. But I just knew she was a fucking whore. I'm like, oh, man, if anyone's got it, she has.
Fuck, that's intense, man.
Oh, man, good times.
I've actually, like, never actually had to... I've never had to show, like, the doctor my dick and balls.
Well done.
You know what I mean?
I think I've only had to do it that time. And, yeah, that's it. I've had to show me asshole a few times because I've got hemorrhoids. I've only had anything shoved up at once.
Oh, okay. Like your car keys or something.
Yeah, I do that. Well, not from someone else. I mean, I'm always shoving shit up there.
Well, that's fucking key string. Yeah,
sometimes I wear a pants with no belt, you know?
Oh, fuck.
No, but, you know, just fucking tuck it into my arsehole.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit. I don't want to know the rest of
it.
Yeah,
it's a handy place to store things.
But, no, but like, even like, I'm real cautious where I put my dick.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I mean, like, even with this whole fucking, there's fucking diseases everywhere, STDs everywhere. But it's like, even when, I don't really fuck that much anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like I'm allowed to go bareback.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if I was to go bareback all the time, a few times a week type of shit with different people, I mean, different women, not fucking hell, sound bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The truth comes out.
Oh, fuck. No, it was like fucking... different women and shit, then they're like, okay, fuck it, I need to wrap it up, like, type of thing. But I don't really fuck that much, so it's like, man, like, why not? Even with the dirtiest whore, but yeah, if I haven't, like, fucking fucked in, like, a few weeks or so, I'll just go to bed back.
Yeah.
Even if they're more dirty than I am, I just don't really care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I didn't have to show my dick to...
Is it a pull out? Is it pulling out your pregnancy prevention?
Yep.
Just make sure it lands on the face.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what? Like, I've actually never Honestly, I've never came inside a chick.
No shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that's usually like the fucking, the funnest part.
I don't know. There's other, I think you found the other fun part.
Yeah, well, that's, well, man, personally, like, facials are fucking, it's like, man, I love them, man, you know what I mean? It's like, pulling a face, like, fucking, giving a chick a facial is the best part of it, because it's like, man, they're actually willing to take all that shit on their face, and it's potentially they can get red eyes.
Yeah.
Like, that chick that I told you about where, like, came in her face and she took a selfie, she fucking, she even gave me the update on her red eye when I didn't even know that she had a red eye. She's like, oh my God, like, look what he did to me. I was like, you fucking let me, so.
She took a picture
of
it.
Yeah, like, you took a picture of it and sent it to me, like.
It's awesome.
Yeah, like, what do you want me to say? Like, yeah, hope your red eye gets better. Like, what the fuck you want from me?
I just want it in both eyes.
Yeah, well, nah, it was just weird, man. It's just like, fuck. But it's like, that's my climate. I don't like to come on tits. I don't like to come on ass. I need to come on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fair enough.
That's me.
You're a gentleman, through and through.
Yeah, well, man, I'm not a cunt afterwards anyway.
Nah, I know, I'm being a dick,
man. Nah, because like most dudes, they'll do it. I'm like, yeah, well, fucking, and then I don't know what they do.
It's hot.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If you say it's not, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah. It's like,
or you're low-key blind and you've never seen a face before.
It's like low-key degrading, but it's like the fucking, it's so hot.
But dude, like, the whole degrading thing. If I get told what to do by a chick, I'm like, all right, fucking, you're the boss. And then if I say, tell her what to do, she's like, all right, you're the boss.
Mm.
Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
But do you really want to be lying there, ooh, do you mind if I hold your hand? Do you mind if I caress your left breast and your right? Like, who you wants like that?
Stroke?
Yeah. Who wants that? No. It's one.
Fucking, man.
Anyone that says they do is a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Every, like, I've never met a girl that doesn't want someone to pin her down and fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah. Even the bosses of people want that more than the people, than the chicks that don't. That are, like, you know what I mean? Like, the chicks that are submissive, they love it. But the ones that are bossy, they love it more.
I'll tell you what, if I'm getting a head job and I'm like, hey, how about we fuck? And she's like, nope. I'm like, okay, love you. You know? I'm going to keep doing this. So you're the boss. All right. Thank you. You know, it's just fucking, people are so repressed. This is something I was talking to my fiance about the other night. We're watching Norman Bates, the fucking Bates Motel. You know, the movie Psycho, about Psycho. He's a guy who ran, this weird dude who ran a hotel, and he used to kill the female guests.
True.
And his mum used to live in the house, but not leave the house. So then it turns out she was dead in the house and he'd stuffed her. And he used to walk around pretending to be her and make everybody think she was alive.
True.
But there's a twisted. Yeah, it's awesome. There's a series about it, about leading up to them.
Yeah.
And in that show, anyway, that guy, he wants to fuck his mum. Yeah, it's weird. And there's this
twist.
Honest, and that's the whole show is like him being sort of attracted to his mum and not knowing what to do. But in that, that's where I was going. In that show, it shows people being bludgeoned to death with rocks, people being shot, people being stabbed, people being knocked over the head and beaten, people being buried, people being set on fire. But there's a sex scene and there's like blankets fucking, like a, you know how there's always the one white sheet over the top?
Yeah.
And you don't see any tits, you don't see a bare ass, you see nothing. We're so repressed around sex.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
But violence, it's full of people killing each other, but you can't see a tit.
Mm.
That because that would be wrong. You know what I mean? It's so weird. Like, yeah, I'm watching this and the guy's, you know, the creepy guy's perving on one of the guests through the window in the shower and you don't see a tit. But then later on you see him beat her over the head and stab her, slit her throat.
And it's fucking graphic as well.
Yeah, that one's not quite as graphic, but it's fucking graphic. It was enough to upset me a bit.
Mm.
Dumps her in the boot of the car and throws her in the bay. But you couldn't see a tit. Because that would be upsetting. It's fucking weird, man. It's a weird
point, man. It's actually a fucking interesting point they raise.
Yeah.
Because that's, man, it's actually true.
All right, man. Well, we'll wrap it up in a sec. I'm just going to do a segment I like to call Cunty Questions.
Yep.
Cunty Questions.
Questions. God fucking damn it!
What the
see how you go. So I've got a gun to your head, and you've got three options to survive. You got to go down on Pauline Hanson once a week for a year.
Fuck.
And you have to make her come every time.
Oh, fuck.
That's option one. Option two, no sex or jerking off for a year. And number three, Katy Perry shits in your dinner every day for a year and you have to finish every meal.
Fuck, all three of them are torturous.
That's the point.
Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, got to eat her out and make her come. No sex or jerking off for a year. And Katy Perry shits in your dinner every day for a year and you got to finish every meal.
Fuck.
But see, I had this thought. You can watch Katy Perry do it and she's naked.
Oh, that could be potentially...
Yeah, I know. That's where I'm sort of landing on the...
Fuck.
Because I'd struggle for a year with no jerking off and no sex. I think I'd probably kill myself.
I think that's the most painful. The most painful one is the no sex. Well,
And Pauline Hanson. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's like borderline... Fucking, I'd rather, yeah, not.
I'll give you this. You can put like barbecue sauce on Katy Perry's shits. You know, a bit of Worcestershire sauce.
Bit of,
bit of cheese. Sauce
on there. Fuck, I'll go with Katy Perry.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, good choice. All right, and the last one. Do you know who Susan Boyle is?
Rings in the fucking bell, but I don't know.
The chick, the old ugly bitch that won like X Factor in Britain or whatever. Or Magda Zabanski.
Nah, don't know either.
All right, Rebel Wilson,
Doris Roberts.
I'm trying to. Who's a very unattractive woman? I need to. It needs context.
Donatella Versace.
Yeah, would you bang her?
No.
All right, perfect. Okay, so you, Donald Trump's wife. You've seen her, right?
Yep.
She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can fuck her anytime you want, but you got to suck off Donald first. That's option one. Option two. You can fuck Beyonce anytime you want, but you've got to suck off Jay-Z first.
Fuck, and he's black as well, so I don't know if I...
And option three, we'll go, you can fuck Donatella Versace or Oprah. We'll pick either one. And you don't have to suck anyone off first.
What was that last one?
Who'd you say? Donatella Versace? Yeah, yeah. And Donatella or Versace. Oprah. And you don't have to suck anyone off first.
Oh, fuck, oh, they are hard.
Yeah, that's the point.
I've got to contemplate a second dick now.
Cunty questions, man. They're all supposed to be fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is that there's not really this cunt-orientated. It's more like dick-orientated.
Yeah.
So I think...
Well, these ones are.
Should be dicky questions.
All right, dicky questions.
fuck.
Well, look, I know... I'd love to... Look, Beyonce, I'd love to have a go there, but there's no way I could handle Jay-Z's dong.
That's what I'm saying.
So that one's out.
Yeah, well...
Donald Trump, you know he's got a little one on him.
Yeah, he's hung like a pigeon.
You'd probably just bite it off, spit it out.
But it's probably not even a... It's probably more like a lick job than a fucking blow job.
Yeah, it'd be like a clit.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who Donatella Versace is. I'm going to look her up.
I don't think you would want to.
And I can tell you that Oprah... I think, you know what? I'd go with Oprah. She's got fuckloads of money.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't mean I can't fuck anyone else.
Yeah, but that me personally, I see that to be more of a liability because of the fact that she has money... And what she would have with that money.
Oh, I see. Ugh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at Donatella Versace. Fuck me. I don't know. Yeah. So you don't know?
Well, it's definitely... Third one. Fuck it.
All right. Oprah? Or Donatella Versace?
Oprah.
Oprah's got more money.
Yeah.
You could. What if you had a threesome with her and Gail? Or Stedman?
But see, well, man, I like thick women.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Oh, she's certainly thick.
Yeah, she's more of like a just fat, but not even pH, just fat. You know what I mean, obese.
Like a pork roast.
Oh fuck! It's one that I would fuck if I was drunk.
All right.
Only.
On that note.
Only.
Only. All right, man. Thanks for chatting to me. It's been good fun.
Nah, man. Cheers. Hey.